Morning, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Good, thank you.
I know you've received a message from Di from Kennington, and I'll be careful the way I'm going to be very careful the way I pronounce yes. the dog. It's a Shih Tzu called a Missy.
Yes.
And I think Missy's getting a bit aggressive when sitting on the couch. Is that right?
Well, this is a really interesting case. So Missy is a little Maltese Shih Tzu. You got that very right and very well. Now, Missy is, in any other occasion, meek, mild, placid, happy to get along with everyone. But if she's on somebody's lap on the couch and somebody else tries to interrupt that moment in time, like if hubby comes to give Diane a kiss before he leaves for work, Missy will become a real little green-eyed monster, start to lip curl, growl, give the stares, the whole box and dice, and basically hubby takes a step back and inadvertently keeps reinforcing Missy. Now, what Missy is doing is what we call resource guarding. So obviously, she's very happy in somebody's lap. It's nice and warm. She's got connection. And it's obviously a good place for her. Now, she'll do this resource guarding even if she's on Dad's lap or even if she's on a stranger's lap. If somebody tries to interrupt that flow, she'll give you what's what. So what we've got to do is we've got to teach what we don't want to do first, let me start there, is often what we do when dogs growl is we tell them off for it. Now, the reason we don't want to correct that is because what will happen is Missy will go, oh, okay, if I growl, which is the first stage of I'm becoming aggressive, she'll just delete that and then she'll go straight to step number two in aggression. So we don't want to lose that warning. But what we can do with Missy is we can teach her the command of coming up onto our lap. So we might call that on, and we'll teach her the command of off, which means now it's time to get off my lap. And we're going to play around with that for 30 days. So the rule is Missy can't come up onto anybody's lap until she's been invited by the command of on. And when we ask her to get off, if she won't get off, the person who owns the lap needs to stand up. And if Missy, you know, falls to the ground or has to jump off, she soon learns that process of you're not holding this lap hostage. Now, after about 30 days, if we're having some really good success and Missy understands you've got to be invited, and then when I'm tired of it, I want you to go. Then what we're going to do is we're going to have hubby come and sit next to Diane and just be around and present, and either or can invite her up onto their laps. And then after that, let's say we've now done 2 months of that, we're going to obviously reward her with some barbecue chicken. She really loves little pieces of barbecue chicken when she gets off the lap and also when she's invited on. So we want her to want to be invited and we want her to want to get off. And we're going to do that all in total for about 60 days and then we're going to reassess where we are. But it's a good way to change the concept of this is my lap and I don't want to lose this privilege. So hopefully Diane, hubby and Missy can shape a new way forward.
Good stuff, Joe. If you're having any problems with your dog, you can drop us a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au and you'll see the Dog Spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
See you next week.